views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women, and today we're going to discuss wellness. It's so important now for us to pay attention to our wellness in all areas of our life. It impacts us when we're not physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually well. And my guest today, Ina Segal, covers all these areas in her new book, The Secret Life of Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. Ina states this book is not only a guidebook of accessible solutions for some of life's most prevalent questions, but it's also part of a growing world movement encouraging and teaching people to be visionaries, to tune into their own wisdom and transform their lives. She says we need a new way to have more soulful, spiritual, conscious solutions to personal and global challenges. Now, Ina is the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing, and she is an internationally recognized healer, professional speaker and trainer, author and television host. And she's the best-selling author of The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness, and The Secret Language of Color Cards. Ina Segal's practical healing techniques, training programs, powerful product range, and media appearances are changing the lives of millions of people around the world. And she has a special gift of seeing illness and blocks in a person's body by intuitive means, explain what is occurring, and guide people through self-healing processes. Ina's work has been endorsed by many well-known authors, medical doctors, nurses, psychologists, and alternative health professionals. And you can check out her website at www.inasegal.com, and that's I-N-N-A-S-E-G-A-L. So welcome, Ina, to Voices of Women.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be with you today.
Yes, and we had you here before talking about the your previous book, The Secret Language of Your Body. And so, you know, I know many people work with, you know, our healers and work with patients, you know, heal them. But you're taking that other step of teaching others to do it themselves, too. So tell us why you began that work with others to develop their self-healing.
Well, because I felt that it was much, much more empowering to have people know how to heal themselves, how to be intuitive, how to experience divinity or self-guidance than if, you know, if they felt that someone else can do it. Because even if I could help somebody, I couldn't do it for them in a sense that they would have to, you know, make an appointment, come to see me, and, you know, it would still, they would still feel that I was doing it. But if I would teach people how to participate in their own healing, then I felt that was true empowerment, and then they could have access to it at any point, and they would feel that this was something that, you know, improved their life and made them stronger and better and more joyful than if they had to rely on someone else. Because as long as you rely on someone else, you can't feel really fully empowered.
Yes, and you're right about someone could do a healing on you, and if you don't continue doing that work, because as you state, there's in your book, you know, there's reasons behind our illnesses, and if we don't work through those issues ourselves, there's a good chance that illness or another one could just come back.
Mm.
So tell us about your visionary intuitive healing.
Well, it's a modality that I started to, I guess, work on several years ago, probably about 10 years ago. And it's been, you know, kind of an evolutionary experience because I'm always updating and transforming it and making it more powerful and, you know, encouraging people to really to start to understand that they are a lot more than what they think they are. And so this is, you know, I teach several workshops based on this, on visionary intuitive healing, where I'm teaching people everything from connecting to their guides and their angels and their divinity to, you know, working on their relationships and clearing energy between each other to healing themselves, to learning how to tune into their own bodies and see what's going on and feel and heal what's going on inside their own bodies. And then, you know, also do that with other people to be able to help people to, you know, recognize what's actually stored inside of them, and also to help people to have tools on, you know, what to do to deal with a lot of different issues in terms of your life. So, you know, belief systems on the subconscious levels, but also on very, very deeply unconscious levels. And, you know, I teach them about the chakras, about the, in particular, I start with the 9 chakras. And, you know, I talk about how they can work with the karmic energy. You know, we do a lot of grounding, a lot of movement, a lot of kind of connecting and opening yourself up and, you know, healing childhood issues. So in my book, The Secret of Life Wellness, I talk about the shadow and the archetypes, various archetypes. And I teach that in visionary intuitive healing. I'm also teaching people how to, you know, have more fun. Well, not teaching them, but reminding them how to bring more joy, bring more, work with their soul energy. So it's a very, very profound and life-changing workshop. So when people fully participate, especially we're talking about the first one, when they come in, if they walk in and they're open to transformation, they walk out a completely different person. And very often, I've had people who've had incurable diseases or very difficult physical problems, including just people coming in and, you know, having very bad back pain and not being able to walk and having to lie down during it. And then I would see them after a few days just getting up and dancing with everyone. And, you know, it was just incredible. So people's lives change completely if they're fully participating. If they're just watching and judging, that's not necessarily, you know, the case. But it's a very experiential and powerful workshop that you do not walk out the same way that you walk in. And everything in life, how you see life, how you feel about life and in your own body changes.
So that brings me to ask why it's important to understand the source of an illness, because I think that's probably, you do that work with them of taking people on a journey to understand the source.
It's important to understand the source, because if you know, for instance, a lot of people will work with anxiety, you know, because anxiety is a huge thing that a lot of people are experiencing right now. So they'll work with anxiety from the perspective of the present moment, but the actual problem of where anxiety came from has nothing to do with the present moment. It might get activated in the present, but it's not because of the present. And usually they've had a trauma at some point in their lives, and anxiety is highly connected with the inner child and childhood. So the idea of finding the source is to go back to where, you know, where is this really coming from? Clear it up from that perspective, then come back to the present and, you know, using different tools, especially tools of clearing energy, and also, you know, transforming the mindset of the person. You let go of the issues you have now and at the in the past, and sometimes I'll even get people to go into the future and clear certain aspects, you know, because once you feel something, you're creating it. And then people find, and it sounds like a long process, but it's actually quite fast. And people find there that they are completely different because they've actually gone to the source, to several sources, not just one, of, you know, where this emotion or this energy or this stagnation is stored, and they transform it. So it's very powerful.
Yes, and so I know you also have some simple one-minute exercises. Can you briefly share where people can change their physical, emotional, mental state? What would be an example of a one-minute exercise?
Well, usually those kinds of exercises I do with color. And what I ask people is to rub their hands together for about 30 to 40 seconds, making sure they rub every finger, and then placing their hands, you know, a little bit apart from each other and imagining that they are holding, you know, a ball of energy. Let's say it's red, because red's one of the strongest colors for re-energizing the body and for, you know, releasing pain, clearing the blood, purifying the blood, cleansing stuck energy from the body. So it's very, very powerful. The only reason I say for people not to use it is if they have headaches, so don't send it into your head when you have a headache, or if you have a lot of inflammation, don't send it there as well. But otherwise, you send the, you know, you literally move your hands towards a particular part of your body as you take slow, deep breaths in and out, and you imagine this color penetrating into whatever part of your body that you want to work on and re-energizing it. And then, you know, I'll say to people, and as that's happening and you're visualizing it or feeling it or sensing it, then also repeat the word clear several times for about 30 seconds so that, you know, there is a cleansing that is happening inside your body. And color work is very powerful and very easy to do. And like I said, it takes longer to explain it than to do it.
Yeah, well, I was just doing it as you were talking, so that feels great. I hope others were testing that too. Well, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more on healing with Ina Segal, author of The Secret Life of Wellness.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Ina Segal, author of The Secret of Life Wellness. So, Ina, can you give us some examples of the messages our body can give us when something's not right? Maybe that might help people understand what they're looking for.
Definitely. I mean, there's everything from, you know, the obvious, which is, the you know, that you'll get physical pain in the body. But, you know, sometimes physical pain can also come as just, you know, a little bit of pain in your toe or in your finger. And, you know, in my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, I talk about every part of the body, including every finger and toe. And, you know, when you get any kind of messages in terms of physical pain, it's really important to acknowledge it and not just to ignore it, because even if it's, you know, happening in your little finger, it could be relating to a condition that you might be having in a particular part of your body. So, for instance, the little finger can connect back to, you know, your reproductive system and so on. And so every part of the body gives you a message, and it's, in terms of pain, it's asking you to connect and to understand what is really going on. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What is that about? So this is one of the signs. You know, tiredness is a big sign that most people ignore. And this is the body's way of saying, listen, you're pushing me. I need time to rest and rejuvenate. And sometimes you just need to be really quiet. And, you know, and most of us live in a way that we are always running and rushing and trying to do a thousand things, and we just ignore this as well. And sometimes it's to even, you know, meditate for a few minutes or to do something to connect to your body, like the color healing exercise that I was talking about before. You know, obviously the other big thing is, for instance, when we eat, most people, firstly, when they're eating, they are really unaware of their bodies because they're doing something else as well. And they're eating food where they're really not connecting to if the food is good for me. Does my body need this? Does it want it? And when should I stop? So when we ignore those signs of when I should stop in particular, because maybe I still have a lot of food on my plate, again, the body's gives us, you know, signals, stop, but then we override it, so then we stop hearing those signals. You know, then your body is constantly giving you, you know, things. What you need to watch out for is how you breathe. And a lot of people don't breathe well, or they either breathe shallowly, or it's like they hold their breath. So again, this is showing you that something is not quite the way it needs to be. Tension in the body is a message. You know, negativity, so when we wake up and we start to be really, really negative, is a message that, you know what, you need to start to become aware of what's going on. Getting cold, you know, all of those kind of any type of symptom is a message from the body that you need to listen to. So the body is speaking to us every minute of every single day in terms of how we are feeling, what state we're in, what we're experiencing. We just ignore it most of the time because we're busy doing other things.
Well, that's true. And we live in a very busy society. And when we've been kind of trained that way since we're kids to not listen to our body. And so it's like a whole new thing that we have to learn. And I think what you say is slowing down and meditating and actively, you know, taking control of that, taking time that you can actually, you know, feel where is the tension in your body those kinds of things. And I know we also deal with, you know, we have the right and left sides of our body, which, you know, people talk about that, you know, the right being yang and the left being yin, and the masculine and the feminine and all that. So what can we learn from that?
I find it actually really funny because today I was writing about this in an article, and all the interviews I've done today, people have asked me that, and they've never asked me before. So it's quite interesting. The left side of the body is connected, to the feminine, but also to yourself. You know, to how do you treat yourself? What do you give to yourself? You know, it's about your intuition. It's about softness. It's about self-reflection, self-care. It's also about your connection with your mother, and how you experience your mother as a child, and how you still experience, you know, your connection with her, and what do you feel about her, and, you know, basically, you know, what your relationship is with her, and then also with people who have more of that feminine kind of energy in your life. So it could be a sister, it could be a best friend, it could be your wife, it could be a girlfriend, could be your daughter. You know, this is about how we relate to the feminine aspects of ourselves, how we flow in life, how we allow things in life, you know, our ability to receive, our ability to be, you know, to enjoy the feminine aspects that we have inside ourselves, to move, to dance, to, you know, to have more kind of that experience of being nourished. It's about nourishment and soul nourishment in particular. Then the right side of the body is connected to more of that masculine aspect of us, which is about action. It's about survival. It's about how can I make enough money to do what I want to do and to look after my family, or, you know, to make this next project happen. It's very goal-oriented. It's about taking steps forward in your life and doing. It's a doing experience. What am I going to do? You know, whereas the feminine, how am I going to be? And, you know, of course, it's connected to our father and what issues we have with him. And sometimes, again, can be grandfather, basically any significant male in your life, including people at work or your boss. You know, it could be a female boss, but she has more of a masculine energy. So it's not always that it has to be a man, but it has to be, you know, it's our connection with our own masculinity, and also someone in our reality or in our lives that represents that. So, you know, and has more of that energy. And it's very goal, like I said, oriented. And it's about clarity. It's about making decisions.
Yes. And excuse me. And we kind of live in a society that does more of that masculine, the acting. And I think there's a big move now for people to be more aware of the being and learning from our left side. And so you talked about that, the intuition being very important. And also that's part of your work of developing your intuition towards your health and success. So maybe speak a couple minutes on how you work with developing intuition.
There are so many different ways in terms of developing your intuition, but the first thing is that you have to want to listen to it, and you have to realize that your intuition doesn't always tell you what you want to hear or what your preference, you know. And the idea, you know, I talk about two different aspects of intuition, the more of an internal aspect where you meditate, you breathe into your body, you ask questions from your body, and you listen, you know, and you receive answers, and you know, and then you follow what you have received. You know, so this is one aspect. Another aspect of internal intuition is when we're meditating and we ask a question, and then we allow the answer to come, you know, at that point or a bit later on. Dreams, is another way. When we are just before we go to sleep, we can ask again a question, or sometimes we don't even ask a question, but something just, you know, we're next to a person or we're going somewhere and it's like we just have a knowing, you know. So all of that is internal. What I find is that the more people can open their hearts, the more intuitive they become and the more they feel things. And then the external aspect of intuition is when you ask for help or for support or for signs, and that, you know, and those signs actually come to you. And one of the stories that I write about in my book was actually, for instance, with my first book, The Secret Language of Your Body, I really wanted a foreword for my book, and I wanted it from a doctor, and it had to be somebody who's really well known and respected in the world. And I was thinking about different people, but none of them felt right, so it has to feel right as well. And I just couldn't think of anyone, you know, that was appropriate. And so I said, okay, universe, I know that you know what I don't know because you have a bigger picture. So what I need for you to do is I need you to literally tell me who the doctor is, and you have, you know, a few months to figure this out. And so I asked, and then after a few months, I didn't hear anything or I didn't get any information, and I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, the time is coming up when I need this forward. And so I said, I just need to remind you up there that the time is coming up and you really need to give me the information. And a few days later, and this is why I'm saying to people, it's not always instant. A few days later, I was actually with a client and I was doing some healing with her, and all of a sudden, I literally felt like a bubble had gone into my head, and then the bubble burst and it said, Dr. Bernie Siegel. And I thought, oh my God, that is so obvious. I can't even believe that I didn't think of him because I've interviewed him before. And so I asked my husband, and he got in touch with Bernie, and Dr. Bernie Siegel sent us an email saying, look, send me the book, and if I'm interested, I will give you the forward. Anyway, a few days, maybe a week later, I was out, you know, with my husband, and he said to me, so what do you think? Do you think you're going to get the forward? And I looked into one direction before I answered, and it said Siegel. And then I looked back at my husband, and there was a huge truck that just went by, and it said Bernie. And I said to Paul, look, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's a great example. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll come right back and talk more with Ina Siegel.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking today with Ina Segal, author of The Secret Life of Wellness. That song, Pray Like a Woman, you just heard is from our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase on our website at womenofwisdom.org. There's great singers on that album that's from many women who have performed at our annual conference. It includes Holly Neer, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So I would encourage you to check it out from our website. So, Ina, could you give your contact information, websites where people can find out about any your products, any programs you're doing?
Yeah, it's inasegal.com, and that's inasegal.com.
And is there any, do you offer teleclasses or any webinars on your materials, or is it just you do programs in person and travel around?
Yeah, I'm actually working, finishing an online course that, I finished it. I just need my web designer to do it, to put it up. So people can actually do an 8-week online course that I have put together, based on the secret language of your body, actually, and how to, and a lot of other workshops that I've done. And it's about really understanding how to work with your body and heal yourself. And, I often do different webinars and online kind of things. So it's a great way to connect, and for people can sign up to my newsletter, and and I also do workshops all around the world, so they can look them up. I've got one coming up in Mexico very soon that is a 6-day workshop. Well, a visionary intuitive healing workshop, so people can explore, and there's a lot of tools and information on the website as well.
That's great. Well, getting back to some of your topics in this new book, you have many chapters and many different aspects of the wellness, and one of them that I am intrigued by and I think is an important work for us to be doing is working with your shadow side. So let's. So maybe you can describe what you mean by shadow side and how that relates to people nowadays, what we need to do with that.
Yeah, well, for me, the shadow side is all the suppressed, unprocessed, disowned parts of ourselves that, this is when we point a finger at someone else and we say, he or she is like that, but not me. And we actually believe that, and we think that we don't have those aspects. But, from a lot of exploration, my understanding is that we have every aspect in terms of our lives that that needs to be looked at. And very often, in the shadow, we have our guilt, our resentment, our anger, sometimes rage, our disappointment, our judgments, our selfishness, and so on, and also, our lack of integrity. And in And at the same time, we also can disown some of our lighter side. And this is one of those really interesting things, is that we can look at somebody and say, oh, this person is really successful. I'm not like that. So, and literally disown, you know, our own ability to be successful, or this person, they are a really great healer. I can't do that. And so, again, we put that in the into the shadow, or they're really intuitive, or they can make a lot of money, but I can't. Or, you know, there are beauty is one of those big things that people put into the shadow. This person's really beautiful, so I'm not like that. So we put both our greatest potential and also what we fear the most in terms of our shadow. And the problem with the shadow is that if you don't acknowledge it and you don't become friends with it, then it comes out, and it comes out very inappropriately and totally sabotages you. And I decided that, you know, because this is a huge, huge subject and there have been quite a few books written about it, I wanted to take just a few aspects of what the shadow is in terms of archetypal patterns that live within us. And so I write about the inner child, you know, and how it operates in our lives, both in the light and the shadow. I talk about the prostitute archetype, which a lot of people feel a little uncomfortable about when they hear that. They go, well, I don't have that. And I say, well, think again, because you do. Everybody does. You know, I talk about the saboteur and the victim as well, because I feel that those are the survival archetypes, and not only are they survival archetypes, but from my ability to tune in and see into people's bodies, I've actually seen that they connect to particular chakras in our, you know, in our system, and or energy centers, and they operate very, very strongly in our lives.
Yes, they do, and that's why it's, you know, you say they're hidden, and that's why it's important to really. You really have to take a deep look inside and look at, and it's almost like, because you're saying you're projecting on somebody else can do this, or you get irritated at somebody doing that, and when you point a finger, there's that saying, three fingers are pointing back towards you. Mm. So it's a good indicator when you see something like, okay, where does this show up in me? Or if you're being triggered by something, that would be a good indicator, I would think, that if you react to something very strongly about someone else, that it's a sign saying to look inside.
Yeah. Yeah, and, so, you know, we think it's hidden, but usually it's hidden from us, but not from other people. They can see it.
Mm-hmm. So someday, as we said, someday that person will learn that. And, you know, I mean, that's part of life's journey, to understand all those and how these archetypes that you're talking about, how they play in our lives. You know, like you said, the prostitute is hard to, the victim is easy to understand when you kind of know when you're feeling like a victim, even though, you know people who act like a victim and you wish they would heal that parts of themselves, because they're not seeing themselves as whole and beautiful, and they live in life as a victim. But I think, like you said, that prostitute one is harder to understand inside yourself. Can you talk a little more about that?
This is actually, from my exploration, the prostitute archetype is connected to our first chakra, which is all about survival and our integrity in how we live, or lack of it, and how we live our lives. And so it's kind of about why you do what you do and for what reasons. And if, you know, a lot of people do what they do for money, and this is what the prostitute archetype really explores, you know. Are you doing what you need to do because of money, even if you hate it, which is the shadow side of the prostitute? Or are you doing what you do because you love it, and from that you make money and you make, you know, friendships, and you feel fulfilled and you feel happy and you feel connected in your life? So it's really about, you know, are you prostituting yourself in your life literally by being in very negative or an abusive relationship or an abusive work environment, or even not abusive, but, you know, something you just really don't like and forcing yourself to do it. So, or are you willing to connect to your divinity, to your integrity, to your, you know, openness. So it asks a lot of questions like, you know, are you willing to sell your spirit, your loyalty, your body or your morals for money and physical survival? Or do you have the courage and the stamina to stand up for what you believe in and do what you really love to do? So it's challenging because, you know, you can be part of a family that has a lot of expectations from you and beliefs about what you should do, what career you should have, what relationships you should have, how you should live your life, when you should live, you know, you should have a job, when you should travel, when you should have children, when you should do all those things. And maybe you're not at the same place in your life as other people, you know, and it's about a lot of courage that I'm going to stand in my own power and my own integrity.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. And you bring it a lot of it to work with the inner child. I mean, that's where some of these things get developed. Well, most of them do when we're young. And so the more we listen to ourselves, again, it goes back to that intuition and listening to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the inner child is an aspect of us that, you know, lives in every person. And it's all about you being in touch with your, you know, your joy, your fun, your creativity, your ability to be spontaneous, your ability to, you know, become friends with someone, your ability to create. And when we, you know, and your ability just to be sensitive, to be, to feel safe. The inner child is all about safety. So when, you know, when we disconnect from that part, it literally runs riot and rules our lives. You know, and one of the things that I talk about in The Secret of Life Wellness is that, for instance, the inner child can be in charge of your finances. And if it is, then you'll never, ever have any money because the inner child does not know how to handle money. You know, and I've seen enough people to have been aware of how that operates. And then if you had a traumatic childhood or even a difficult one, maybe it wasn't traumatic, but it was difficult enough and painful and you're holding on to things, you can, you know, but not necessarily thinking about it, you can start to develop a lot of problems inside your body. And especially because from, again, my experience, the inner child is connected to your sacral chakra. And, you know, it has a huge, huge impact on your relationships. Actually, in effect, it has the most impact on your relationships because if it doesn't trust, then it's never going to allow you to have, to get close to people and to have powerful, empowering relationships. It's going to work together with the victim because the inner child and the victim, you know, can be very close friends and can, you know, support each other in all sorts of ventures of, you know, victimhood and feeling bad, you know, and then bringing in the saboteur, sabotaging everything in your life and not allowing you to really, you know, to experience really strong connections with other people.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to interrupt because we're going to have to go to break. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back. We'll continue our conversation, and we're going to talk about soulmates when we come back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we are talking with Ina Sagal, author of The Secret of Life Wellness. And I'd love for for you to go into your topic of soulmates, because you have some very interesting chapters in your book about that. I know there's all that talk of, well, I want to find my soulmate, and that thing of, you know, marrying your soulmate and living happily ever after. And yet you bring in a lot of different issues around soulmates and different kinds of soul connections that we have.
Yeah, I take a slightly different approach just because, I write from experience rather than watching romantic Hollywood movies. And I think that, you know, there's been a lot of misconception about, you know, that a soulmate is somebody that you're going to have a romantic relationship with and who is going to fulfill, you know, all your fantasies, basically. That's how most people think of a soulmate. If I find my soulmate, then I'll be forever happy, you know, riding into the sunset. But that's not exactly what happens. And what people don't understand is that soulmates are basically people or souls who have a very, very similar, almost, vibration as we do. And we are connected together in the spirit world. We have soul families and soul groups, and the soul group is really, really big, or can be, you know, up to, let's say, 1,000 souls, maybe even bigger. And your soul family can be anywhere from a few, 3 or 4 to maybe 7 or 8 or 10 or something like that. So they're pretty small. And these souls are, let's say, the ones that are in the soul family is what we refer to often as soulmates, because when we meet them, we feel that resonance and there's a feeling like, I know you. you know, I know who you are. And because in the spirit world, you know, most of us, let's say, live in that experience of love and joyfulness and higher vibration, when we meet those souls in the physical world, it awakens it within us, and we are reminded that this person, you know, somehow brings us closer to our, you know, divinity, to our love, to our capacity to experience openness and expansion and oneness. And, you know, so it's incredible and amazing when that happens, but at the same time, whenever, you know, these soulmates are also there to make us grow, and anyone who is there to make us grow is going to, you know, cause us to have to, you know, experience some painful things or what we don't want to experience, which is what we're talking about, the shadow side. So your soulmate will open your heart, will unlock aspects of your heart that have been locked up, and you will feel the most amazing and incredible love, but also with it, you can feel the most incredible pain and fear, especially fear of loss and rejection and all sorts of other things. And your soulmates are not necessarily there to have a relationship with you, but they are there to make you grow and to make you to touch, especially parts of your heart and your soul that nobody can really get into, nobody can touch them in the same way, and which makes you very motivated to either change or to run away. And so a lot of people, when they meet their true soulmates, they run away because they get so scared of the amount of change that they have to go through. And to be honest, when I have seen people who, you know, are soulmates and then they want to be together, very few can be together. You know, one, because, you know, if we even use a little bit of our logic, then it doesn't make sense that we would want to have every life with our soulmates, because what would we learn if we did that? You know, I mean, the idea is to learn from many different people that are in your life. This is one big thing. And number two, you know, they are very, very intense to be around, because it's like they're unlocking everything that is stored inside of you. And so, you know, you can be with someone like that for a little while, you know, and they can bring up a lot of issues for you and a lot of love. But if you were there all the time, you know, you just wouldn't do anything else. I mean, it would be incredibly, incredibly intense and very challenging for both people. So whilst there are people who can manage, you know, and it's their agreement to have this kind of a relationship, for majority of people, it's not like that. And, you know, the problem is, well, one of the things that's happening is that more and more people than ever before are meeting their soulmates. But the other thing that's happening is that they don't really know how to deal with them, you know, and with what's coming up, the kinds of feelings, and they are very similar. And I've met many, many, many people who have met their soulmates. And it's very difficult, and because we don't have room for a soulful type of relationship. We only go, well, this is a friend, this is my partner, and here's my family, and that's it. You know, and a soulful type of relationship is very, very different and confusing at the beginning. So it requires a lot of patience, a lot of understanding, and a lot of compassion.
Well, I'm glad you shared that, because there is that illusion that, like, oh, you know, that, you know, like I say, that Hollywood thing of, you know, the love of your life, and the reality is, and I know I've met people who I feel like I fall in love with someone, and there's like, I feels like that resonance, that soul recognition, and they've just been in my life for a short time. It turns after a few weeks, I realize, oh, it's just been this connection. And it wasn't like I fell in love with that person. It was just felt like that in the beginning, because there was this recognition. So in our last minute, can you give some last minute advice for our listeners? What simple steps to stay healthy and increase well-being?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest things that we really need to focus on is the simple ones, you know, waking up in the morning, as you wake up, connect to your body, make the intention for the day, exercise, listen to your body when you eat, you know, do little processes that are healing through the day, you know, whenever you have 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And, you know, this is exactly what I write about in both of my books, The Secret of Life Wellness and The Secret Language of Your Body, and my color cards. You know, the idea is not to do everything for 3 hours once a week or once a month when you're not feeling well, but to really embrace a life of wellness by, you know, going through your day and connecting to your body and doing things that help you, and just, you know, being open to amazing opportunities and possibilities, and that, you know, so many great things can happen when you open your mind and your heart.
Well, thank you so much, Ina, for being here today. And I want everyone to check out her website is www.inasegal.com. And I want to leave this thought with everyone. How can you bring wellness into your life? What do you need to listen to in your body to bring healing? So maybe that's something you can focus on this weekend. Reminder, you can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter. And I want to tell people our Woman of Wisdom conference, we are having an early bird special to register for Donna Eden's workshop, February 13th and 14th. The first 60 people will be able to get in the door for $100. There's only 20 spots left. So go to womanofwisdom.org, click on the conference 2014 and register today. We also have a call for vendors and healers. Information is on the website about that. And we're having another pampering day on October 12th. There's still spots for healers, readers. Information is on the website. And also for, you can purchase a ticket to attend and receive some wonderful pampering that day. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to have been with you today. And remember my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams of Spirit of Woman. You can purchase that on the Woman of Wisdom website as well. Next week, I'm interviewing Donna Eden, who I've just been talking about. It's going to be at the conference, and she will be with us next Friday. So have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.